You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, the local, the state, the national. Man, we are covering down all the issues, all of them, covering down on some ground. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, I'm going to go a little different today. Let me jump right in. My monologue today, I'm calling it Solutions in Search of a Problem, but I'm going to go down a different road. You'll see why in just a minute. But have you ever seen a situation where it was obvious that someone didn't know what to do with themselves, so they just went looking for something to do? And by the way, I'm all for initiative. I love a hard worker who comes in and says, hey, I found a cool cost-saving device, or hey, I see a better way of doing something. I mean, like just today, I found out that one of my employees at the law firm determined that we were paying way too much in postage, and so she helped retool the way we handled it in just stamps alone. She saved us $1,000 in 1 year. Well, I'm for that. But I got to be honest, I get a little leery when it's government telling me they found the better solution. Yeah. In fact, many's the time that my sense has been that government often goes into a solution and then looks for the problem to justify the solution. Just solutions in search of a problem. Classic examples come in the form of environmental regulations that impede the ability of like good, solid, hardworking folks to merely, you know, tend their own land or run their farms. So bear with me. I'm going to do a monologue here a little bit differently today. I'm going to spoof a conversation. A conversation that could have been had on any family farm on any given day in the U.S. of A. You ready? I'm actually going to act this out. Here we go. Bless me, Jesus. All right. So here's a scene. It's a farm field in North Alabama. Joe the farmer is plowing for his next row crop. And suddenly there's a man in front of him. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. I need for you to come down off that John Deere. Well, what in God's name, sir? I almost ran over you. What are you doing on my land? This is private property. Sir, I am Agent Blather. I'm with the Enforcement Wing of the Environmental Protection Agency. I am here to serve you with a cease and desist order from any further disturbance of this land. Disturbance? How can you say disturbance? My family's been farming here for over 100 years. What are you talking about? Sir, historical precedent notwithstanding, we've received reports of a possible sighting of a red-cockaded woodpecker within 10 miles of your location. In accordance with EPA Regulation 1022.95A, subparagraph X2, the sighting of such an endangered species constitutes legitimate grounds to order the cessation of ground-disturbing activities, in your case, farming. The what? Red-cockaded woodpecker? What is a red-cockaded woodpecker? Well, sir, it's a bird with a red cockade, and it pecks wood. Well, just stop it. How is my farm, which has been delivering produce to markets for four generations, a possible threat to a bird? Well, sir, you appear to have a strong proliferation of longleaf pine in the area, and the red-cockaded woodpecker suffers from habitat fragmentation. And when habitable pines are removed, well, you know, a large cluster of birds gets split up. It's difficult for the young to find their mates. Eventually, it becomes an issue regarding species dispersal. All right, sir, I don't know what you just said to me, but I am not taking down longleaf pines. I'm farming my ground. All your big words to me mean to me is that you don't want me to prep my fields for the next season, even though I'm not taking down any of your precious woodpecker trees. Sir, in accordance with the regulations promulgated for the enforcement of the Endangered Species Act, the mere act of running your tractor close proximity to the mating area of the red-cockaded woodpecker can disturb their mating habits, and we need them to mate undisturbed. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I need to get some row cropping done so I can pay my bills undisturbed. So how about you just get off my land? Wait, sir, what's that noise? Do you hear water? Do I hear water? That's the irrigation system out there on my cornfield. I'm harvesting next week. Sir, where are you drawing the water from to run that irrigation system? What? From a pump in the big pond over there on the far acreage. Sir, you're going to have to shut down that pump immediately. Excuse me? For what? I'm not going to do it. You've lost your mind. Sir, drawing water from a pond is a violation of the 2015 EPA rule that expanded on the Waters of the United States Act and also defined waters of the United States to include wetlands and ponds. You may not disturb what may well be a water of the United States. Well, how about this, EPA man? That's a man-made pond. I dug it out with my backhoe. That makes it a water of Joe the farmer, as far as I'm concerned. And I thought 2015, Trump repealed that ridiculous rule. I mean, it was the USDA that gave me the loan to build the pond. Sir, the rescission of the 2015 rule was repealed by virtue of the 1,237th executive order from the Biden administration. Therefore, your pond, regardless of its origins, may not be used for irrigation. We have to protect the waters of the United States. They are a natural resource. Okay, you're a natural resource, Mr. EPA man, but how about me? Am I not a natural resource? Where do you think all those food products come that you buy at the grocery store? I'm going to fight this. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go tend my dairy cows, too. Sir, cows? Excuse me, you need to be aware the EPA is reviewing the possible promulgation of a new rule to protect the ozone layer from bovine flatulence. It is likely that within the next week will be required that you install new systems and procedures for mitigating the harmful effects, sir, of bovine flatulence. Are you saying to me that cow farts are going to be regulated? Have you lost your mind? I mean, sir, this is a farm. Sir, studies have shown that a change in diet to a less fiber-intensive, low-protein form of sustenance can significantly reduce the effects of cow flatulence, and specialized biodegradable cow cloths will have to be installed and regularly changed. It's cow cloths? Okay, wait, are you saying, what you're saying is I need skinny cows that wear diapers. Is that what you're saying to me? I am not going to do that, sir. Would you please get off my land? Sir, please understand, failure to abide by the cease and desist order regarding your farming operations and the continued use of your pond for irrigation, or the failure to install cow diapers as discussed, may result in penalties, to include, not limited to, jails and fines and seizure of your land. Okay, you know what? That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen, Mr. EPA man. At some point, you bureaucrats got to remember that people like me, we are the sustainers of people like you. Sir, you do not have reasonable grounds to fight this, nor do you qualify for any of our exceptions to policy. Exceptions to policy? Are you telling me that some farms qualify for an exception, but I don't? Well, sir, certainly. I mean, most recently, we've ensured that in order to promote international goodwill and fair trade, that any farms owned by the Chinese government are exempt from these regulations. Oh, all right. Well, that figures. Now get off my land. Well, sir, thank you for your time. And if you feel that in any way the fact that I may or may not have asserted my white privilege in speaking with you, you can call this hotline number, report your possible discrimination claim to our 24-hour hotline staffed by contract employees from Black Lives Matter. But you and I are both white. Yes, sir. And we're from the government, and we're here to help. Okay. Oh, my gosh. That took forever. But listen, all right, back to me in the studio here. Here's the deal. I just did that total spoof because it may have sounded far-fetched, right? But it's not. In fact, I scripted that whole thing out myself largely based on real circumstances, citing real regulations and executive orders. I kid you not. Red-cockaded woodpeckers have screwed up more military training sites than anything I could think of. So here's the bottom line, folks. Yeah, I am wary when the government tells me it has solutions. Because often enough, I find out that it's really that someone dreamed up a solution and then they went out looking for the problem. So here's the deal. Be careful out there, and especially around the red-cockaded woodpeckers. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, that was that was totally different, and I don't know that I'll ever repeat that kind of process again, but had to do it today. Boomer, I made it through.
I loved it. That was awesome.
I saw your head go down when I said bovine flatulence. That was yes. The part that got you. The cow farts got to you first, didn't they?
It did.
All right. And they are really talking about cow diapers, just so you know. That's real. Go look it up. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Never know what's going to happen on this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.